This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I knew that Dr. Blaylock knew Dr. Stan Monteith, but I didn't know they were close friends and that they'd even been helping him try to battle the cancer. He lived a lot longer than most people would for the type of cancer he had and kept broadcasting the last few years with it. We're going to do a special report for Friday's show when Watson's sitting in and put together some of the older interviews and also some of our video interviews with Dr. Stan Monteith. We've got a bunch of them together to remember him. But just contrast this selfless, loving, informed, caring person versus a Hillary Clinton, a monstrous people that just have total disdain, and Ezekiel Emanuel. These people just drip hate and envy and fraud, but telling us they're virtuous and liberal. Any research that lets you discover that we're dealing with craven sickos, finishing up with their master plan, and any other words about Dr. Stan Monteith, Dr. Blaylock?
Well, the point I was making is that here with all the disasters, the Benghazi, the ISIS, the ISIL, the giveaway of the entire victory and all the sacrifice our armed forces had committed in Afghanistan, Iraq. He gave that all away, gave it away. And yet these two brilliant men, Kissinger and Brzezinski, say that this is the best and we should get behind the president. Now that tells you something about Kissinger and Brzezinski. Now anybody who doesn't believe that there's something afoot that's quite foul in our world with these powerful men putting this traitor to our country as president, then there's something wrong. You need to look into it. Now, Stan Monteith was a man who always stood for truth over everything. Stan was one of the finest men. He was an orthopedic surgeon. And he spent all his time on this radio broadcast, researching, traveling, teaching, lecturing. He just was determined to tell people what was going on. He was a voracious reader. He knew numerous people of high position who were telling him information from the inside. We've lost one of the great men and great defenders of liberty, and my heart goes out to his family.
I don't think you can quantify the effect he's had. That's why I admire him, you and Ron Paul and so many others, who truly are out there trying to educate, telling the truth, trying to stop this evil. And as bad as things are, if it wasn't for all the people like Congressman McDonald and countless others that came before us, we would already be completely overtaken. These collectivists have already taken down most of the world. They've taken us down to a great extent, but we just can't quantify where we'd be if it wasn't for people like Dr. Stan Monteith.
Yeah, his contribution is unmeasurable, and his influence on people around the world is incredible. I've hardly met a person anywhere who is involved in this that doesn't know Stan Monteith. He's interviewed everybody. I mean, he interviewed the highest-ranking people, royalty. It didn't matter who they were. Somehow he ended up getting them on his radio program. He was an amazing person.
Well, I hope when I check out I can be just half as good and prolific as he was. He's a real example of a role model, a real man.
Well, yes, and you're carrying on in his tradition. You know, you're bringing people to your radio program that have an important story to tell, and that's how people learn. The interviews I hear on your program are some of the most important people and defenders of liberty I've ever heard.
BlaylockHealthChannel.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Blaylock. And you're even upping your game in the face of tyranny. That's it. We all have to redouble because we have a chance to turn this around. God bless you, Dr. Blaylock.
Well, God bless you too, Alec.
And God bless Dr. Stan Monteith. Just such a sweetheart. And I'm just so sad to hear he's died. But really, it's bittersweet because he just did such a great job. He's such a winner.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I guess it was about 4 years ago I spoke to a capacity hall in Santa Cruz where Dr. Stan Monteith lives. And he hobbled over on his bad hips to the microphone, gave a speech. And we're going to get that speech and air it on the nightly news tonight. Probably air some of it today before this hour ends. But you know, he died this morning. Dr. Stan Monteith passed away, GCN radio host. This morning, battled cancer for several years. He's resting with the Lord in peace. And they've asked you not to call Radio Liberty, because obviously a lot of people are doing that you just write any support. Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, California, S-O-Q-U-E-L, 95073. And a few hours ago, I learned about this from Ted Anderson, who was friends with him as well. And I wanted to call, I believe, Ted, but I wanted to talk to Stan's family. We did. So this little message was written by them. We took it over the phone. I know we have a lot of AM and FM affiliates out there that are new. So you may not know who Dr. Stan Monteef was, but for almost 50 years, he warned of the globalist takeover. He interviewed everybody, MI6 chiefs to former prime ministers, to senators, to just you name it, all the KGB defectors, and you name it, he interviewed them. He was interviewing J. Edgar Griffin 40 years ago. He was interviewing Anthony Sutton 30 years ago. He was interviewing Senator Church of the Church Committees. I mean, just he was immersed in this, no exaggeration, with that focus of an old-line professional medical doctor. He quit his practice to focus on this, I guess, 30 years ago. Very lucrative, successful. And just put everything he had and worked 18 hours a day. 18 hours a day. When he had cancer, he would just sleep and then get up and do radio shows. I'm not going to get into all the stuff. I know the backstory. We were there 2 years ago for the Obama deception, too. I got to put that film out. And he didn't want to tell us he had cancer at the time. We learned about it later. And he would, like, talk for 10 minutes, go in a room, and obviously throw up and stuff, and then just, like, come out and do the interview. And it was and he had all these archives, too. He was offering them to us, but saying, I don't know what to do with all this. We don't know what to do with it. Literally thousands of film reels and rooms of documents. And just Dr. Stan, whenever we would have some piece of information, he would call and say, I want the source of that. Or when someone claimed something, he would ferret it out and discover who the source was. He obviously had a lot of intelligence operatives and people feeding him info because he had so much integrity. And he exposed that HIV was a race-specific bioweapon, got the documents. He never wanted any of the credit for anything. He just, so many times you track something back to Dr. Stan Monteef. You track it back to where he'd gotten the document, where he had originally, of course it was in the New York Times, but he'd made a big deal about it back in 1976, whenever Mao Zedong, I think it was 76, died, and David Rockefeller wrote an obituary about how wonderful he was. It was Monteef made copies of that by the thousands and sent it out to radio people and sent it to Congress and freaked out. He was one of those people that just was always at the epicenter of good change and defending liberty and battling tyranny. And he did it absolutely with a servant's heart. And that's what mattered. You just got to be proud of him. There is so much honor in that and such a sense of completion. And even though it's sad, it's bittersweet because there's real satisfaction in a man and a family and his wife who've lived integrity, who've lived dedication to fighting evil, who have focused like a laser beam with a commitment. That's what manliness is. Not acting tough, not shooting up a bar, not running around, you know, flexing your muscles, threatening other people, or road rage. Manliness is full-on dedication for 14, 18 hours a day for 47, 48 years when he discovered the New World Order conspiracy to fight it and hold it back. That's a commitment. Just quiet, focused, in there hammering away at the enemy. And it takes different strokes for different folks. I'm you know, boisterous, angry, aggressive, because I got into this when I was 20 years old. I'm 40 now. And I get angry when I learn our government-funded Mao who killed 84 million people. I feel threatened at a very primitive level. But people like Stan Monteef can control it, obviously feeling the same thing, and focus it. Now, some could say, obviously, in my 20 years, I've been more successful than Monteef in his 47. We don't measure things like that because we stand on his shoulders. That's why little things you do to fight evil, help an old lady across the street, praising a police officer when they do the right thing, getting in a police officer's face when they do the wrong thing, running for mayor, decrying yourself when you do the right thing, helping your family, not just throwing, you know, grandma in a nursing home to die, but actually taking care of her. or making sure they're taken care of at the nursing home. It's an inside job with all of us to make a better world. Not letting government treat us like slaves. Having dignity. Being honest. Confronting corruption. That's what this journey is all about. And none of you know, I don't know, what ripples in the pond our lives like rocks hitting the surface, what ripples will touch others. I mean, I've been in the pond jumping around, splashing quite a bit. But the real power of InfoWars is you, the listeners, taking action, spreading the word, doing your own Access TV show, your own YouTube channel, your own local radio show, encouraging others. You don't know who you're going to warn who laughs at you but 5 years later wakes up. You don't know how those dominoes and those chain reactions connect into others. The enemy does. They have an idea because they understand the power of the individual. They know what they've done working together in evil, what power it had. So they know you have power. They know I have power. And so they're always there telling us we don't have power. They're always there telling us that it's all lost. There's nothing we can do. Reveling in it. Yeah, your kids belong to us. Yeah, 2 + 2 = 5. Yeah, you didn't build your business. Yeah, we're going to get your Bible and your guns. Because they want to dominate us through their disdain. Real men and women have too much pride and honor to want to dominate someone who's even lesser. Or to take advantage of stupid people. You try to build them up. So incredibly pathetic. And the disdain for humanity you people have out there that serve evil makes you want to throw up. You're a bunch of cowards. I guarantee you get in the ring with somebody who loves liberty. Put a battle axe in each person's hand. I don't care how big the evil guy is. You people will start crapping your pants when it comes time to die. You're a bunch of cowards and you know it. And you live in constant fear. And thank God I'm not part of you people. Thank God that in all my warts, in all my problems, in all my sin, in all my worldliness, my heart's right and I love justice. Thank God I don't prey on the innocent. Thank God that I'm a little bit like my dad and a little bit like somebody like Dr. Stan Monteith or Ron Paul. Thank God. And I want to become better. I want to be strong. I don't ever, ever, ever want to serve the devil. And I'm here to tell you, you people that get up there with these death panels for old people and these death panels for the veterans, you're serving the devil. And you may not believe in God. You may not believe in an afterlife. Let me tell you how the world works. Guaranteed, everything you're doing to the innocents, everything you're doing to people that are under your power is going to come back on you tenfold. You can be assured you will pay in this life and your children will pay. Remember that. Your family name will pay. Your line will pay. Everything you do comes back on you and comes back on your line. And the world is falling to evil right now. People can point their fingers at the West and say it's the great source of evil. But it was also a great source of liberty. So more wealth was produced here. So evil came to take it over, to turn it towards an engine of planetary evil. Planetary cancer. And that's what we face now. So many trendy stuff. Well, there are 7.5 or 700, 7 billion, 300 something million people. I mean, there are too many people. I mean, we do need to sterilize people. And they'll kind of wink and giggle about it like they're part of it. You fools, you're being targeted as well. We should be working to build up humanity, working to find solutions, working to be honest, not working to put deadly vaccines into pregnant women that they know brain damages their babies, bare minimum. I mean, it's all planned, people. Don't you understand? You cannot sign on to this. There's no debate. The world system is evil. And it now runs the major churches. It now runs the mainstream media. It's now got a bunch of self-centered people living on fiat money, living on the bubble, that when it collapses, it's going to be the greatest evil the world has ever seen. And anyone with discernment, anyone with intellectual acumen, anyone who's got any sixth sense or spirit or dialed in, you can intellectually see it, but you can also feel it. The shields, the hedge of protection falling, and evil just boiling up like a tide of stinking death. my God, I don't want to be part of this. I don't want to see this unleashed. I want us all to repent and get our lives right and start going out and facing down evil and facing down the arrogant smile of its servants that are just absolutely already turned their souls over to everything bad and are just burning. Burning with hate for humanity, burning for hate for themselves. They've given up, they've given in, they've turned their souls over. They're not even humans anymore. They are nothing but biological androids possessed by the ghosts and the machine and the spirit of our age. Satan, the devil, Baphomet, the great black snake, the dragon. We'll be back.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
Tell folks how you got introduced to Super Male, and then when Super Female came out, tell us what happened.
After I saw such a huge positive change in my husband, I had to try it for myself.
Talk about the effects.
I feel great when I wake up in the morning. I have drive to go to the gym. I feel like I look better. I feel better. I feel sexier. I love it.
Even if you don't believe in supplements, take the challenge. Get a bottle of Super Male, a bottle of Super Female. Check it out for yourself. Consult your physician. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. This is life-changing.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half-cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hey, Second Man's stories up on Infowars.com. Has been arrested for threatening beheadings. Demo says that gives the propaganda war a boost. Certainly does. We can punch up Infowars.com for TV viewers. Propaganda war gets boost from second Oklahoma man arrested for threatening ISIS beheadings. Homeland terror threat plays out as vital component in war on ISIS. Well, what you've got is mindless, dumbed-down people that think it's really cool to be part of the Islamic takeover. And again, radical Islamic takeover. I'm not an Islamophobe. This ISIS group's being funded by the West to destabilize the whole region. And it's a crime against those Arab countries and African countries, you name it. It's a clash of civilizations. But then you've got people out there like Alton Nolan chopping heads off, stopped by a gun owner, by the company CEO. And that's what I've got right here. I mean, look, get my instant access pistol safe. I mean, same thing with a revolver. I mean, just we've got a whole bunch of folks armed here at the office, just like having screwdrivers or whatever else. I know folks that aren't from Texas come around here and they're like, what in the world? You know, you got guns? Yeah, we've got M4s, you name it. I'm shotguns. I mean, we're ready. And it's not that we're looking for trouble. Just if somebody is looking for trouble, we're not going to get in a fetal position like they train people to do to get shot in the back of the head so this head chopper can kill 10 of us. We're not going to get in a fetal position and start urinating on ourselves. Somebody wants a fight. Somebody's looking for trouble. They came to the right place. It's real simple. We're not living in fear. People say, oh, you must be fearful and paranoid. You got guns. No, no. It's the opposite. I got fists, too. For a reason. I'm not going to roll over. I'm not going. I saw another article today about coyotes terrorizing people across the U.S. and eating people's pets. It's because nobody's shooting them. And it's in all the liberal areas. Oh, we can't allow that. They're animals. Well, okay, your dog and cats are all going to be dead then. See, this is how it works. You want to act like prey animals and roll over and teach your sons not to fight back or your daughters not to fight back. And then you wonder why it's in liberal, feminist-controlled areas that the women are getting raped and attacked and why your crime rates are 10, 15 times higher. It's because you've been raised to be prey to the criminal class. See, my granddaddy and my daddy raised me to be a farmer and how to live off the land and how to be a businessman. You see, that's the difference. You got a country boy can survive. Maybe we should come back with that. I live back in the woods to see the woman, the kids, and the dogs in me. I can skin a buck. I can run a trot line. They don't want that. And they don't want us as black, white, it doesn't matter, Hispanic, whatever, coming together around the family and around liberty. Like I got an article I forgot to. It's in my office, actually, in my bathroom. If somebody will bring it to me, it's out of the journal. I get up during the break and get it. It's out of the Journal of Nature. And it's an excellent article, actually, about how the family unit is what made humans so strong, starting with men and women being absolutely on the same team in the division of labor. But I read globalist stuff from the 60s about destroying the division of labor, destroying the human family so the state could absorb us. And so this article is the same research, but from the perspective of why it's good for men and women to work together. So, see, it's not just one big unified evil. People have already had so much of this, they know it's bad. Almost everyone I know, scientists, psychologists, futurists, inventors, anthropologists, sociologists, they get it now. But they can't get funded by the establishment. You've got to fund them by buying books and things and research. It's a money war, folks. But I'm telling you, most people in the establishment are easier to wake up than other people because they're so close to it, they know how creepy it is. But, I mean, I was reading this whole thing about men and women and how that's what made humans superior and how we took over the planet was our teamwork. And not a fake collectivism where some ant hive tells us what to do, but we're in little units. We would vote to put in charge whoever was the smartest, the best, the most trustworthy. And it was a culture of honor and chivalry. Now, as the agrarian society came in the last 6,000 years and cities got built, the corruption then became in because you could have larger organized units and it wasn't based on small bands and honor anymore. It was based on whoever had the most troops and then taxation and then decadence set in. And Now we're going to see a hyper-confluence of all the billions of people, the high-tech, the decadence of the establishment, but also the public, the mistakes of the elites magnified into just such an incredible time to be alive. I mean, this is the most amazing time to ever be alive. From a macabre point of view, but also from an exhilarating point of view, we are going to see unbelievable things unfold. So strap yourselves in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Preacher man says.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Kansas is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Not for long. They're going to put you in a little compact coffin apartment.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
We're going to stop you from having that shotgun. Only the government
can
have that and all the armed guards. If you want it, something's wrong with you.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
But if you don't plant Monsanto corn, they're going to come after you.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Until the television dishes got put out there on the back 40. Now,
we grow good old
Just sit in the trailer and watch television. You don't go duck hunting. You don't go feed the hogs while you watch television and Duck Dynasty do it.
Because you can't stop about and you can't make a run.
Of course, you don't fight the enemy here at home. You don't fight the ISIS the government created.
We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines
and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. Dr. Stan Monteith passed away this morning. A really good friend of mine. I've been on his radio show for at least 18 years as a guest. He's been on my radio show since about 1997. So close to that. I'd interview him for a few years till I got on air a few years. And he died after a 2+ year battle with cancer. Didn't even tell anybody about it until about the last year, why he wasn't on the air a lot, had fill-in guests and others. But he's gone now, and all I can say is he was a very classy person, and the amount of intel he put out and how much information went out like ripples from the water when you throw a rock into it from him is mind-blowing. And it makes me feel so humble about the position we have that reaches even more people every day, standing on his shoulders, the shoulders of giants. That's why I don't want to be thanked, because I think of how much better job I should be doing with this type of firepower in our hands, at our disposal, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the nightly news, this radio show. We've all got to realize how epic this fight is. And I'm talking to my reporters. I'm talking to the crew, everybody, myself included, and realize we shouldn't take this for granted. We shouldn't imagine that any of us will be here tomorrow, that InfoWars will be here next month. InfoWars has never been bigger, never been stronger, never been more successful, but never had more enemies, never had more dirty tricks, never had more enemies coming out of the woodwork. Like roaches at midnight in an old restaurant. Because the enemy is making their move. Mordor is launching their attack. This is just the beginning. I told you a few years ago, I said, just wait, all hell's going to break loose. Civil war, staged uprisings, messing with Russia, China, domestic police state, false flag, radical jihadi wind-up toys, like Alton Nolan, I mean, major evidence he was being radicalized, probably by criminal elements of the government. You can pull up the New York Times saying almost every terror plot has been hatched by the government. And I bet money this guy's a wind-up toy. He just fits the whole M.O. But the plan got foiled. The wind-up toy got killed by somebody or got wounded by somebody with a handgun. There it is. Terrorist plots hatched by the FBI, New York Times. It goes on to say almost all of them. They go out and find mentally ill people, wind them up. Turns out a lot of the Islamist mosque leaders are allowed to say all this stuff in England and here, call for violence. They're being funded and allowed to radicalize, not to even track people back to their home countries. No, they're being armed over there, but as a destabilization force. Look, the border is wide open. So I want to be clear, this threat is real, but it's like dumping a bunch of black widows in your neighbor's bed. Did you order the black widows to be the most venomous spider in North America? Did you order the black widows to bite them? No, you just put them in the bed. So you are an accomplice because of the premeditation of it. And it just, it's par for the course that you don't get promoted in these agencies unless you go out and do these things. And then the argument's, well, it gets us the funding to fight real threats. It's a simulant. Now, I don't think it was simulated the way his head getting chopped off. Now, again, we can't prove that yet, but this Facebook and him operating and everything else and the fact that they could get him to do this in 6 months, I've said this over and over again, hypothetically, I would never do it. I could go out and find schizophrenic or mentally ill or borderline personality disorder people, tell them what they want to hear, mentally ill, you name it, and, I mean, in a matter of days, I could have them do whatever I wanted. And that's what the government does. And it's despicable. It's truly despicable. And see, this starts the whole narrative. Oh, my gosh, the Muslim terrorists are hiding everywhere. Give up all your liberties. Here is the intro to, in about a little nine-minute speech, Dr. Monteith was there to hear me speak a few years ago in Santa Cruz to the listeners of KSCO. Michael Swerling's fine group of stations. He has a few stations there. And I said, hey, will you please get up here and speak? And he said, oh, I really don't want to. And I said, please. And so he gave a short speech. He did Die Again this morning, and we're going to be putting a compilation together for Friday of some of his most important interviews and work and some of our video interviews with him. We're going to show some of those never before seen with Dr. Stan Monteith. And some of these interviews, he's so sick he can barely talk, but it's important information that he's putting out there, really trying to impart to people the knowledge. But let's go ahead and go to some of the speech from a few years ago in Santa Cruz.
When people demonize you and attack you 100 times more than they attack me, because all this stuff's coming true now, this guy was an icon who stood up against them, and he got 4 or 5 hours of radio every day warning the planet. And so I wanted, I know most of you know him, but I came to hear, not just you, and not just to give a speech, but to talk to Dr. Stan Monte. So I wanted to spend 15, 20 minutes crystallizing the fact that he's seen this huge awakening and where society's going, and for us to count the cost and decide which side of this equation we're on. Liberty or tyranny? You go ahead, sir. You got the floor. You take it away.
Well, I'm not going to take very long because I think that Alex really is doing the most amazing job. You know, I've been at this for 48 years now, but I've never seen as much enthusiasm as I've seen in the last few years. And things are getting worse and worse. Now, don't believe them when they tell you that things are going to get better, that the housing market's going to stabilize. No, it's not. The housing market's going to continue to fall, and more people are going to continue losing their homes. They tell you that the jobs are coming back. The jobs are not coming back. They've been sent overseas, and they're going to stay there. Why are they going to stay there? Because there is a plan. Now, most people really don't know what the plan is, but it's called globalism. It's an organized effort to lower the living standards in the United States and raise the living standards throughout the world so we can have a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world ruler. Now, if you want to document this, it's all in something called the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller, by Mikhail Gorbachev, and by Marie Strong. And there in point 10A of the Earth Charter, they say, we're going to have equitable distribution of wealth between nations. Now, how do you get equitable distribution of wealth between the United States and China? Why, you lower living standards in the United States, and you raise living standards in China, and in India, and all throughout the world. And this is really what's happening, but they cannot tell the American people, because most of you are so selfish, you don't want to give up your home. You don't want to give up your pension. You don't want to give up your Social Security and your Medicare benefits, and all the wonderful things that we have in this country. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the America we have known has ceased to exist. It will never exist again during our lifetime. But the one thing we can hope is that we're going to be able to preserve an element of freedom. Now, how are they sending our jobs overseas? Well, it's a process known as offshoring manufacturing. And what we do is we take a manufacturer and we say to him, look, you're paying 35% corporate income tax in the United States. How would you like to not have to pay any taxes at all? You move your factory over to China. You don't have to pay any corporate taxes. You can keep those, that money. You can invest it throughout the world. You can set up new manufacturing in all sorts of countries. How many of you here, if you were offered that opportunity to make hundreds of millions of dollars, wouldn't take the opportunity? And that's what our great corporations are doing. Furthermore, they get abundant labor. There's all sorts of labor over there, cheap labor. They don't have to put up with the bureaucracy, the harassment they have here. They do not have to actually pay unemployment insurance, workers' compensation insurance, FICA taxes. They're actually given loans. You can get a loan if you go over there. We're doing everything we can to encourage our corporations to move overseas. And, of course, the reason they do that is because they can bring their colleagues back in here because we don't have taxes. What we need to do, of course, is to protect our economy. Yes, it'd be nice to help the rest of the world, but first of all, we've got to save America. And anybody who talks about tariffs now is called a protectionist. Oh, you're a protectionist. Why don't you know? If we put up tariffs, why we would have all sorts of people out of work? If we put up tariffs, we'd have tremendous trade deficits. Ladies and gentlemen, we have people out of work. The real unemployment is not 9.6%. It's close to 20%. If you use the U6 unemployment figures, which are put out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics but never mentioned by the controlled media, and then you take away the birth-death ratio, it comes up to over 20%. If you calculate unemployment today, as they did during the Great Depression, over 20%, how many times have you heard that from Rush Limbaugh? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, number one, the press is controlled in America. It's controlled by five or six great corporations. 90% of the press is controlled through interlocking directorates. And we're talking about Time Warner, Bertelsmann, which is a European corporation, Viacom, which runs CBS, Disney, which runs ABC, Fox, which runs the Wall Street Journal, and Fox News, that's Rupert Murdoch, and then, of course, the sixth. It's Comcast. They just bought up General Electric, and they just bought up NBC. Most people don't understand that literally all of the major news magazines and major newspapers and the major networks are intertwined in what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, intertwining in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and all these things that Alex talks about and he's talked to you many times about. But they have an organized program to destroy this country. Now, first of all, you offshore our manufacturing. 8 million jobs are gone. They're not coming back again. They're outsourcing our jobs. And that means, of course, Obama recently gave $23 million to an educational facility over in India to teach Indians how to speak better English so that they can have our answering jobs over there. We can move our answering services overseas because they can do our architecture. They can do our engineering. They can read our CT scans and CAT scans and all those sorts of things, medical. I mean, in fact, there are between 25 and 42 million jobs that can leave America and be done just as well overseas, according to Dr. Alan Binder, who's a professor of economics at Princeton. What they're talking about is impoverishing the American people. They're encouraging people to come in from other countries, well-trained people with H-1B visas who work for much less. They're refusing to enforce our immigration laws. Why? Because they want the illegal immigrants to come in so that it will work for less and drive down our wages. Now, right now, people aren't hurting too badly. I mean, we've got unemployment insurance. It's been extended out 2 years. You get 50% of what you were making before. But what happens when the federal government runs out of money? You can't keep borrowing money. And eventually what happens, and of course we're going to see this within about 10 years, is that they'll be putting out certainly more for insurance on the national debt and for Social Security and Medicare, and all the money that comes in, there won't be anything left over for unemployment insurance, there won't be anything left over for the military. All of these programs, these wonderful programs, are going to come to an end. And that's exactly what they want. Who are they? Well, they're the Trilateral Commission. All you need to do, of course, is go back and read what Barry Goldwater told us back in 1979, his book, No Apologies, when he said this group is international. Their goal is to take over the financial and commercial interests of the world by first taking over the government of the United States. What have they done? Well, from 1977 to 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came to the membership rolls of the 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Do you think that happened by accident? Six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, who controlled the world finance, came from this little group. Eight of the 10 World Trade Representatives, who determine our trade policies, seven of the 12 secretaries of state, nine of the secretaries of defense, they control our government. And Rush Limbaugh is never going to tell you. And Sean Hannity isn't going to tell you. And Glenn Beck isn't going to tell you. But Alex Jones will.
Yeah.
Alex is on the radio. radio locally here that Michael's worthy and has the courage to put him on. Alex is doing a great job. He's picking up. I mean, I'm not going to be around. I'm 81. I'm not going to be around any that much longer. But it's great to know that we have people who are going to be able to stand up and tell the truth.
Wow. And there's a little bit more of that speech. We'll air on the nightly news or later in the week. But what a sweetheart. And believe me, I don't want to be the only host on a big platform telling this stuff. It's dangerous. And now you do hear Glenn Beck talk about some of this and others. And that's good. I'm not in some competition here. I don't territorialize the truth. Man, I want out of this. I liken it to like claustrophobia. The globalists, what they're doing, the evil, the things they're doing, I personally feel it. And I want to stop it. And so we've lost a real warrior in Dr. Stan Moniteef. And we love you, buddy. You did a great job. You ran the race hard. You won it. You're a winner. Your family's got to be proud. And we're all proud of you. Great job, Dr. Stan Moniteef. We all salute you, and we love you so much. Great job. And thanks for the last few years being so sick and still fighting so hard. You really did it all. Great stamina. Just a true warrior for justice and the little people. Thank you so much. We love you. Here's that Trilateral Commission quote by Barry Goldwater. The Trilateral Commission is international and is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. Yeah, they took over the churches, too. The universities, the medical, the banking, everything. And they just so happen to be eugenicist, exterminist. You might want to find out what that means. The people running things want you and your family dead. They got to kill your brain first, though, and get you ready.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Obama. Their ministers come out and said, quit arming ISIS terrorists. U.S. funding of militant groups fuels terrorism, Syria's foreign minister states. And, of course, the Saudi ambassador openly admits that it's about a toppling Assad and a cover for that. Hong Kong politicians fears mini Tiananmen Square in response to unrest. That just went up with Paul Joseph Watson minutes ago as well. And Adan Salazar posted an article minutes ago. Police urge residents to outfit homes with police-run surveillance cameras. 1984 to keep you safe. A lot of police departments are saying buy guns and learn how to use them. That's the answer. But you don't want to go to this thing where it's a police-monitored camera. Because then it'll be hooked into Homeland Security, and that might as well be space aliens. I mean, it's not your best interest, folks. You cannot trust the central government. It has been taken over. Man, I am just freaked out by Dr. Stan Monteith dying. I was really thinking about him this weekend. I was going to call Nico and say, let's get him back on if he's well enough. But I won't be getting him back on anytime soon. Not on this go-around. Maybe at the next level. I'm going to do a radio show, the next plane of existence. But I already talked about that. Nightly News is tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with Leanne McAdoo. She's hosting tonight. She's in there doing research right now for a bunch of big breaking stories. Is that our story up on Drudge? Interesting. So it's on the bottom of the middle column of DrudgeReport.com. Police urge residents to outfit homes with police-run surveillance cameras. Man, Drudge is so quick. That before I'd even refreshed InfoWars and seen our own article 10 minutes ago, Drudge already has it up. That's incredible. Okay, I wish I could do that. I tell you, I had a bunch of family stuff going on the last year, deaths, you name it. Now, I got a family member very close to me that is real sick, and it's just like when it rains, it pours. I'm not complaining. People dying in your family or being deathly ill just really are having major problems. Just has a way of one of the few things that gets me not thinking about work. I'm still thinking about it like 12 hours a day, but, man, I'm not complaining either. It's a certain point. There's times in history where everything happens at once, isn't there? And this is certainly one of those times. Here's an article. Huge plunge in kindergartners' vaccination rates. Officials stumped why people aren't getting the vaccines. And the new data shows people not getting vaccinated has grown by 414%. It's because people don't trust you anymore. The system isn't trusted. That's on InfoWars. Briefly, to close out this transmission, I'll be back tomorrow. We'll be taking calls. Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, and others join us. I want to say great job to the crew. We really have produced what I believe are some of the best hard-hitting, not-fillered, real-deal, key missing link type vaccines. Natural, you know, body systems to counter all the vaccines and the rest of it. I was thinking about vaccines. Supplements. And we've got DNA Force back in, the flagship product, X2, super nascent, true nascent iodine. Turns bright blue on paper, not black or red, folks. This is the real deal. Pure crystals turn into gas and inject it into it. I mean, it's just nobody does this. I'm not bragging. It's just fact. Super male vitality, super female vitality. They've bombarded us with estrogen mimickers. This just lets your glands operate naturally, according to what group said. All I know is it works really great. OccuPower, a fluoride shield, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com to find the Pro Pure water filters, discounted promo code water, high-quality storable foods, the Molon Labe shirts, you name it, belt buckles. All of it funds this operation. Thank you for your support. Keep spreading the word. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solution. solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.